With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 70, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What a show we have for you today. We'll talk with former Major League infielder and outfielder Bip Roberts, who'll give us the scoop on what's going on in Oakland with the A's and the potential move. Also, Dave O'Brien, who covers the Atlanta Braves. They're in first place, off to a good start in the NL East. He'll update us on them. Let's go.
Batter up!
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
Yankee fans breathe a sigh of relief Wednesday afternoon when Aaron Judge slid awkwardly into third base, and he popped up and his right wrist was down, down by his waist. It looked like maybe something had happened. It was an awkward slide in the second inning. He wound up going, immediately hopped up and went into the back of the stadium, into the trainer's room, and people weren't sure what was going to happen. And somehow, some way, he was in the dugout flexing his wrist, and he wound up playing and continuing to play. Came back and even had a hit. He had a walk in his immediate at bat after the injury, and then had a hit following that in the fifth inning. So it seemed as if the Yankees avoided a possible injury to Aaron Judge, who, of course, was the American League MVP a year ago, set the American League record with 62 home runs. So that was good news. And the other good news is that Aaron Judge, on his 31st birthday, Wednesday, helped the Yankees rout the Twins 12-6, and the Yankees definitely needed that. They have been scuffling in their last five games with just eight total runs. They bust out with a 12-6 win, and Aaron Judge had three hits on his birthday. So a sigh of relief from Yankee fans and a big day for the Judge.
Number two.
Fernando Tatis Jr. is back for the San Diego Padres, and a pleasant addition to that team. He killed it in the minor leagues while he was still serving his suspension for PED use. And he's now back with the big club. Coming into Wednesday, the numbers were not pretty. One home run, one RBI, and batting 182. But if you look at it, he is hitting, just not in bunches. Coming into Wednesday in the game in Chicago, Tatis had hit in four straight games, but only had four hits in those four games. So it's not like he's crushing the ball or killing it, but he had a four-game hitting streak, four hits in a total of 17 at-bats. So nothing earth-shattering, but it's great to have him back. He killed it in the minor leagues. This guy is a good player. It's going to take him a little while to adjust, But all fans are waiting for Tatis Jr. to get back to the star player he was before this injuries and then the PED suspension and all the stuff that have derailed his career. But I believe he will bounce back and will be back to star status sooner than later.
Number three.
All right, I'm officially taking my foot out of my mouth and giving the Baltimore Orioles credit. It wasn't long ago that I thought that they should be moved, that Baltimore was no longer a major league town and fans weren't showing up and the team couldn't compete. And here we are, the start of the 2023 season, and they're surging. They beat the Red Sox on Wednesday to go up to 16-8 on the season. Get this, the O's have won 8 of their last 9 and 10 of their last 12 and are in second place in the AL East. And don't forget, last year, they made a run for the playoffs in the second half of the season. If you remember, they got off to a terrible start and played really well in the second half. They didn't make the playoffs, but they made a run at it. And they got a lot of good young players on that team. And Cedric Mullins is having a good year for them. This guy was an all-star starter 2 years ago. They're playing good baseball and good for the Orioles so far this season.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, now let's welcome into the podcast, buddy of mine. I covered in Cincinnati, all former All-Star, of course, played second base and the outfield, Bip Roberts, who broke in with the San Diego Padres and finished up with the Oakland A's. And now he does pre- and post-game television for NBC Sports California. What's up, Bip?
Hey, man, it's all good. Nice, beautiful day, about 81 up in the Bay. And I'm just sitting home watching some baseball right now.
There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Let's talk a little bit about the A's, obviously off to a really slow start. Coming into Wednesday, only 5 wins on the season. Bip, how tough is it for – I know they got young guys and they're rebuilding and whatnot, but how tough is this season and the start been so far?
Man, Rob, I look around. I see Tampa Bay has lost 4 games. And the A's have won only 5. So what does that tell you right there? You see, when I watch this, I see a team that when you look at all facets of the game, one is always seem to be missing. You might have good pitching. You might have no offense. You might have offense. You got no pitching. Defense seems to be good every day. But right now, when I look at those starters that the A's have, you got guys going back into the bullpen, coming back into the starting lineup. That bullpen – the starting pitching, they've got to find a way to get more consistent because that's what's killing them right now.
At one point, now it's probably changed, but at one point I was reading that none of their starters had a win. I mean, and I was, is that still the case or somebody had to win a game by now?
I think that's still the case. I was working 10 straight. You know, I may miss a game here or there because, you know, at some point in time, I gotta live my life. But
right.
When I watched the games, they won the other day in Anaheim. They lost last night. But it's just one of those things, Rob. Yeah, it took a while for a starter to get a win if they have a win already. My thing is that they were barely going 3-4 innings. And second time through the lineup is where they were having a lot of problems. So it's just got to work itself out. A lot of changes have happened already. A lot of guys have been sent out. A lot of guys have come up from the minor leagues and are now in the big leagues trying to get an opportunity. So it looks like on the clubhouse, when you walk in, on the door, it says opportunity 2023.
And everybody's name on the back of their uniform is on Scotch tape in case they have to take it off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like that. But, Bip, help us with – maybe one or two players who we really don't know about, young kids who have a promising future. You know, there's somebody in that, a diamond in the rough with the A's who could wind up blossoming, you know, when we find out about later. Give me a name or two.
Yeah, Shea Langeliers. He came over in the trade from Atlanta. Nice catcher back there. He catches the ball well. He's got a good arm, swinging the bat at the plate. Nice. I think he's got a shot. He's still learning his way. But when you watch him take a swing, you can tell that's a major league swing. He's going to be here for a while. He's hit some balls out the park. I mean, way out the ballpark on some mistake pitches that he should hit. He's hitting those mistake pitches. Pitcher's pitches, he's still struggling with that. But I like his makeup. He's got a good ability to call a game, good ability to understand what the pitcher needs to do. Now a pitcher has to execute. But he's been really good and solid behind the plate. Another kid is Estuary Ruiz. He came over in the Milwaukee trade. He was hit ninth. Now he's leading off. Has some good wheels. Plays a good center field. He's got a lot of athletic ability. He steals bases, and I like that. He goes from first to third. He's able to put the ball in play. And he's been getting on base as a leadoff hitter. So those are the two names that most people don't know about because, again, we're out here in Oakland and we get about 250 fans a game. But those two guys, man, they've been balling pretty good.
And you say, all right, our guest is Bip Roberts, of course, the former Major League All-Star 1992 and, of course, pre- and post-game on NBC Sports California for the A's. And, you know, we just kind of joked you get about 250 fans a game. But, you know, I can't blame Oakland fans, but especially with what's in the news and the elephant in the room is that they secured this land in Las Vegas. It looks like they're going to move there. What's just the mood around the city and the players and the team? And it's a bad situation.
Yeah, you know, it started last year or the year before. It was kind of like a boycott against the ownership here. And that's why people are not coming out. You know, I make a joke of it, but it is really not funny when you start talking about the desires and the love that the fans have for the team. They're not happy about it. And they voice their opinion to me a lot. So I just sometimes have to make a joke about it. But when you look at it, it's just amazing that you could be in two different cities and feel as though you really don't have a team yet. I think that in negotiations, there are times when it's going to break off and people are going to go separate ways and try to get deals done on their side. I think that's what's happening in Vegas right now. Vegas still and the A's are still $500 million apart. That's what Oakland wants from the Vegas citizens. I don't know if that's going to happen. The side over here in Oakland has put up more money than has been said in the newspapers. We know they put up about $400 million on their side without a real solid proposal on what the infrastructure is going to look like. So Oakland has given. Vegas still hasn't given. But the A's have bought land in Vegas, so it looks like that's where they might go. But I always believe that until you see a shovel in the ground, you don't know what to believe. And you know how that goes, Rob. There's so much stuff out there. I just push myself away from it and say, okay, I'm going to believe that negotiations at the end, because they heat up before a team actually moves, I think it's going to work in the favor of Oakland in the end. I'm hoping that, because Oakland's been around in my life since 1968. I was born in 63. So the A's have been a part of my life as far as I can remember.
And let's talk about this. For people who, you know, laugh at the A's and, you know, look at the organization, this is a proud baseball franchise that won three World Series in a row, 72, 73, 74, had some of the greatest players who ever played Major League Baseball, including Reggie Jackson in that awesome sleeveless jersey, like one of my favorites. Am I right?
Yeah.
That jersey is one of my favorites. Ricky Henderson, a Hall of Famer. Catfish Hunter, Vida Blue, Dave Stewart. I could go on and on and on about the great players. And then later on, when Tony La Russa was the manager and Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire. I mean, I could go on. The history of this franchise is pretty deep. They're not a joke, not by any stretch of the imagination, Bip.
No, not a joke at all. I think all the accomplishments of the organization are just overlooked. And I think that people are just looking at where they are right now. And when you look at this team and you see that there are no names like you just mentioned, people have a tendency to overlook it. There's no Ricky Henderson on this team. There's no Catfish. There's no Dave Stewart. So they have a tendency to overlook it. But you can't overlook the accomplishments that happened here at Oakland. And so for you to leave Oakland right now and leave that void of what used to be, I think that's wrong, because all those guys came through here. All their memories are here. They're at the Coliseum. And when you take that away, it seems like you're just bottling up everything they did, putting it in a box and setting it in the closet. I just don't like that fact, because when I walk into the Coliseum right now and I look on the walls, there's paintings and murals of all of these guys. And it all happened in Oakland. There's nothing going on in Vegas right now. They haven't even broke ground yet.
No doubt. His name is Bip Roberts. Whenever we want to find out what's going on up in the Bay Area with the A's, there's only one guy to check in with. That's my man, Bip Roberts. Bip, we always appreciate you. And I'll see you in the Bay Area. I think I'm coming up in June. We'll catch up for sure. Okay, buddy?
Hey, man, holla at you, boy. I'm here for you. You know it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, what's that? That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it. My, oh my.
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
Coming into Wednesday, Juan Soto was batting 154 with one home run, two RBI, and 15 strikeouts in his last 12 games as of April 26th. And the Padres, of course, a popular pick for the World Series preseason, are in third place in the NL West. J.R., is it foul or fair to say that so far the Padres are losing the Juan Soto trade?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
The Washington Nationals are a team you can get behind, with their band of bros becoming the cornerstone of a new winning culture. With front office mastermind Mike Rizzo and players Mackenzie Gore, CJ Abrams, Robert Hassel, James Wood, all of those prospects he acquired through the trade for Juan Soto, he's building the future of this Nationals team around. Shortstop Abrams and Gore, a pitcher, are already doing work and starting for a Nats team that is 8-14 as of April 26th, but very competitive day in and day out. So they will continue to reap the benefits of trading Soto. Cleveland is still the favorite to win the AL Central division. Josh Bell hasn't really heated up yet. Tristan McKenzie is out, and they are only a couple of games behind a healthy Minnesota team. Bell has given early glimpses of the punch they didn't have last season. But with all the firepower over in San Diego, Soto, Tatis, and the list goes on, the Padres, a lot of people's preseason pick for World Series champ, is currently 12-13, a game below 500, and behind the Dodgers and San Francisco. Exactly where they've been the past decade. What's wrong with Soto? It's just a slump. He's too great of a hitter to play this poorly. But it is concerning, and the Padres are yet to start clicking, which is also very scary.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Central. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
In this new age of stolen bases where thieves are successful at a 79% clip, the highest mark in a season in MLB history, statisticians are trying to find any way they can to level the playing field for the poor catcher behind the plate. Now, most stolen bases aren't on the catcher at all, they're on the pitcher, though the caught stealing numbers only fall back on the man behind the dish. That's why StatCast this season is developing a new metric called caught stealing above average. This new metric takes into account everything that goes into a stolen base, from the pitcher's time to the plate, the runner's lead, the speed of the pitch, and the pop time of the catcher on the throw to second. Based on the result, it spits out a probability of how likely the catcher was to nail the runner. For the number itself, we've seen this before with win probability graphs, run expectancy graphs, and catch probability, where each play is worth a decimal point and all those get added up for a final number. So, if a catcher is successful on a certain play 10% of the time, and the runner is safe at second, the catcher only loses 0.1 as opposed to a potential 0.9 addition to the total should he get the runner out. Now, over the last 2 years, the Phillies' JT Realmuto is number one in baseball at plus 16, a massive margin considering number two is the Astros' Martin Maldonado at just plus 7. It's one more way to give some props to the men who don the tools of ignorance.
Turn money into more money.
Now it's time for Betting on the Bases with Dave Gascon.
Love that money.
Love that money.
Rob, brand new week of baseball. Glad to be here with you again. I'm going to take the Chicago Cubs leading things off on Friday afternoon into the nighttime. Marcus Stroman with a 2-2 record and a 2.17 ERA in Miami against the Marlins. You're playing just about 500 ball right now. Jesus Luzardo is going to be the starter for Miami in that one, but I'm going to take Stroman on the road and the Cubbies. Away from that, we go to the south side of Chicago, White Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa's been lights out so far this season. They get the White Sox this weekend. Zach Elfin will get the nod against Lucas Giolito. I'm oddly going to take Chicago in this one. They'll be a home dog, so I'm going to take Lucas Giolito and the Chicago White Sox for the upset against the Tampa Bay Rays in Friday night's affair. The other one I do like is a different type of affair. You get the Angels and the Brewers interleague matchup. Anaheim right now, or Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, whatever you want to be. Middle of the pack right now, playing 500 ball, not too good away from Anaheim. Wade Miley will get the start in this one. Miley this season, 3-1 record, then ERA sub 2 at 196. He's going to whip under 1 as well at 0.96. I think he'll have a tough go against Shohei Ohtani and the Angels. However, you got this matchup at home, so I'm going to take Milwaukee. So it's Milwaukee on Friday night, along with the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
Now let's welcome into the podcast Dave O'Brien. He covers the Atlanta Braves for The Athletic. Dave, welcome to the podcast, my friend.
Good to be here, Rob. How you doing, man?
Man, doing great. Not as good as the Braves, because, my God, they're rolling.
Well, they were. They had a little blip over the weekend against the Astros, kind of a wake-up call. But, yeah, they've had a good start to the season.
No doubt. They're in first place. You know what I mean? Yeah. The division with the Mets and the Phillies. So if you're the Braves, you got to feel good. I get the Astros blip. But let's start here. There's a big controversy. They can no longer use the big helmet in the dugout after home runs because New Era stepped in and was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute, we have exclusive rights. Tell us about it.
I don't know anything about it, man. Honestly, I mean, it was a cool little thing. I didn't know if it was going to go the whole year or not. It was kind of, you know, it was cute and all that, but it's one of those where I think it would have gotten tired after a month or two because they hit so many home runs. I don't know how many times you could show that and be amused by it, but I mean, because it was kind of a, it was kind of a juvenile one. It wasn't as cool as some of the other ones.
Right. Some of the other ones, like the Padres had the big gold chain.
Right.
Like, yeah. I agree. It was the oversized helmet for fans who haven't seen it. And I guess
it just looks so silly, man.
Yeah. And New Era put the kibosh on that. So it is what it is. But let's talk about the Braves and what's happening. Of course, first place in the AL on the NL East. Ronald Acuña Jr. I think he's reestablished himself. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say. After coming off a season where he was clearly getting over the ACL surgery the previous summer and just wasn't there yet mentally and physically, it was bothering him, and he couldn't rotate on his swing. And as Kevin Seitzer, the hitting coach, said, the guy's got the most explosive hips on the planet, you know. So when he didn't feel confident rotating with those hips, then it sapped his power last year, and it affected everything, really. I mean, diving, he was scared to kind of dive and plant on throws and all that. So we're seeing full bore Ronald Acuña this year, and we have since spring training, and it is spectacular to see, because you're reminded how incredible this guy's talent is. I've never seen a more talented, purely talented player, and I've been doing this for 29 years now. So he's exceptional.
And what's real cool, I think, is he's doing national TV commercials too. Like, he has personality that I've seen him on a couple, not just one. I think that's awesome for Ronald Acuña Jr.
Yeah, he's got a lot of charisma. He doesn't speak fluent English, but that doesn't really matter on somebody's on the commercials he's doing. That's not really necessary, and the charisma comes through. I mean, he's got a great smile, he's got a good sense of humor, and he's willing to go with it on these ads. So yeah, it's pretty cool to see him on some of these ads making some extra cash on the side, because he's going to be way underpaid in this contract he's got from the Braves over the course of the deal.
Yeah, he need to make some extra money, no doubt about it, to close the gap. But at the time, you know, signing that kind of deal where you're guaranteed, you know,
security
and millions, like a lot of guys are taking it where years ago they would have waited. But Dave, I can't argue with that. You know, millions guaranteed or millions guaranteed, and something can happen to you.
Right. And we saw last year, I mean, he has an ACL. What if he has another ACL? God forbid. You know, he's got that $100 million. That's locked up. That's guaranteed. That's a baseball contract, not NFL, you know, so it's all guaranteed. So that's obviously generational money. It's not a guy that comes from a lot of money. So, yeah, I don't blame him. He did it after he didn't even have a full year of service time. So you don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, you can't blame a guy for that at all. We've seen so many guys get debilitating injuries and never are the same again. So can't blame him at all for taking it.
Not at all. Our guest is Dave O'Brien from The Athletic. He covers the Atlanta Braves. Give us an update on Michael Harris II, you know, at a lower back strain. Is he coming back soon? What's the update?
Yeah, it's taken a little bit longer than any of us anticipated. I thought it was going to be one of those, they did it because he probably could have played in 5 days, but they wanted to make sure, so they put him on a 10-day IL. It's been up being about 3 weeks now. But he starts a rehab assignment tonight, actually, with AAA Gwinnett, and he could be back as soon as next week, I would imagine, when he get back from this road trip. We're getting ready to go to New York and Miami, and I think he could probably play at the end of that trip. I would think about 5 or 6 rehab games will do it.
And so what an exciting
shot in the arm.
Yep, what an exciting player he is. He was National League Rookie of the Year. Can play center field with the best of them, hit for average and power. I mean, he's a fun player to watch.
Yeah, with he and Acuña, they have two of the only really legit 5-tool players in the major leagues, and they're playing side by side in center and right. When they get him back in center, if they move Hilliard, who's been a real kind of revelation this year, if they move him over to left field, they're going to have the best defensive outfield in the majors.
Unbelievable. Let me ask you about, of course, the NL East. You know, the Phillies, of course, wound up going to the World Series, right? I mean, remember, they fired their manager early on. Joe Girardi turned it around, made a nice run, got to the World Series, lost to the Astros. But still, the Mets won over 100 games last year in the NL East. And, of course, the Atlanta Braves, who won the division. So talk about the Braves and the expectations again this year with those three teams and I know the Phillies aren't there yet, but they'll get Bryce Harper back. Yeah. They got a stack. They got Trey Turner, a free agency. They picked up Taiwan Walker as a starter from the Mets. I like what the Phillies did, but I love the Braves, and the Mets have a ton of talent as well.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a three-team race. It's the Phillies are going to get Bryce back earlier than we initially anticipated, especially if he plays first base. I mean, he could be back in May. So that's going to be a huge difference maker for them. And the Mets are the Mets. They have so much talent. They've spent so much money. There's no doubt in my mind that as the trade deadline gets near, if they can pick up another couple of players, they'll do it. I mean, their owner, you spent this much money, why not keep spending?
Right.
So I expect them to be there. This could be a good barometer, early season barometer this weekend. I mean, it's not going to make or break either team, but four games is a nice gauge to see the two teams play up in New York for the first time this season. You know, until the Mets get their full rotation back, they're not going to be as good as they can be. And obviously not having their closer all season is a big blow. The Braves bullpen is just getting up to speed. They've been without their closer so far, Rossell Iglesias. So they've been able to really kind of mind the fort while he's been out. But once they get him back, that should be a real boon for the Braves bullpen. I like the Braves over the course of the whole season, but it's not going to be easy. I expect the Mets to be there, but I do like this Braves team. I think they're better than they were a year ago. I don't know that they'll win 101 games again, but I think they're probably a better team from top to bottom once they get everybody healthy.
His name is Dave O'Brien from The Athletic. He covers the Atlanta Braves and does a great job. And we appreciate you joining us here on Inside the Parker, Dave. Thank you.
You got it. Hey, we had an Inside the Parker home run last night.
Is that right?
There you go. We did.
Next time. I always say the announcer one of these days have to say it's an Inside the Rob Parker home run.
All right.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. You got it.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 199 why Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL, it's the stolen base. It's an added element of the game. It's not pitching, it's not fielding, it's not hit, it's base running. And with the new rules in Major League Baseball, the bigger bases and the limited throws to first base by the pitcher, man, people are running like crazy on the base pass, and that's more exciting for the fans. Entering Wednesday, MLB teams were stealing bases at the highest rate in almost a quarter century, 0.68 steals per game. I got a better stat for you. It's also the highest success rate in Major League Baseball history at 78.8%. Ricky Henderson and Vince Coleman might steal 400 bases a season at this clip. Is that unbelievable? Almost 80% of the people stealing bases are making it. That's pretty good. That's exciting. And fans have more to cheer about.
In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an Inside the Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.